It's 4 p.m., and the quad in front of Wilson Hall looks as it normally would on a Saturday afternoon. Students are hanging out, studying, playing frisbee, but over at the residence halls, it looks more like the end of the semester than the beginning. James Madison University made it 1 week into the fall semester before an overwhelming number of positive COVID-19 cases among the student body forced the university to cancel all in-person classes and pivot online for at least the next month. The decision also means that most students living on campus must return home until then. For many freshmen, such as Riley Brown, that meant having to leave their dorms almost as soon as they arrived.
I definitely feel kind of like overwhelmed because I just started getting used to college classes and now it's all changing going back home to do it. And like I just started meeting people and like getting used to living here and now it's all just like getting uprooted and changing again.
As she helped her parents load a trailer parked outside of her dorm at Chapelier Hall, she said the university's decision was inevitable.
I'm pretty bummed about it, but I think everyone saw it coming, so it's kind of, we just didn't think it would happen so soon.
Once Brown returns to her parents' home in Baltimore, she, like all other students moving off campus, will have to quarantine for 2 weeks to prevent an outbreak in her hometown. Public health experts have discouraged universities from sending students home for that very reason. Some other students, such as freshman Jordan Harris, have parents who are immunocompromised.
Well, my dad just got over leukemia. He had a bone marrow transplant a few months ago, so I didn't think it would be safe to go home right away. So we're going to quarantine for a little, and then I think we're going to get tested before I actually go back to my family.
She and Brown became friends in the short time they've lived in the same hall and will stay with Brown's family until it's safe to go back to her house in Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
I think we're going to get tested in a week and see what happens there. But like even after I go home, I'm still going to try and stay away for a little bit.
Freshman Paige Middleton is planning to fly back to her home in New Jersey on Monday. After she and her peers lost their last few months of high school to the pandemic, suddenly having to leave campus in her first year of college dealt another blow.
We kind of got our senior year taken away from us, so I was really excited to be a freshman here, and this has always been my dream school since my junior year of high school, so it was kind of sad to come in, but I think it's the safest option right now.
As a health sciences major on track to JMU's physician assistant program, she felt the university could have handled the beginning of the semester differently.
I kind of wish when we arrived on campus, we were kind of either all tested or we all quarantined for 2 weeks. I kind of wish that because we were kind of just sent here and anybody could have brought it here and just spread it around.
As of Sunday, the COVID-19 dashboard published by The Breeze, JMU's student paper, showed 772 positive student cases. Only 11 of the 143 quarantine beds sanctioned by the university remain open. Certain on-campus services, such as the dining halls and libraries, will still operate through September, and JMU also gave students the option to stay in their dorms. Freshman Annie McGowan took the university up on its offer. Her home in Fort Mill, South Carolina, is 5.5 hours away, and, like Harris, McGowan doesn't want to endanger her parents.
So my dad has pre-existing conditions. He has, heart issues, so if he got COVID, it would be really bad for him to get it, so I just want to make sure that I don't have it for at least 2 weeks. And then I can think about going home, and it's also I don't have a car on campus, so I can't just put my stuff in my car and go home. I have to plan that out with my parents, get them to come up here. They both have full-time jobs, so that's very stressful on them to take 2 days to come up here.
JMU's withdrawal deadline has been extended to October 10th, with a contingent plan to return to in-person classes on October 5th. According to McGowan, most of her classmates aren't holding their breath.
I don't think so at all. I honestly don't think so. I think there's going to be I feel like if they bring us back on campus, you're just going to have another surge again of cases, and then we're just going to be back at square one, where we started. So definitely think it's, I don't think it's going to happen. I think maybe for a week, and then they're going to be psych, go home.
As with all things impacted by COVID, only time will tell. For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Penn.